Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. What are the CPD requirements for New South Wales property agents? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Monday, the 4th of May 2026.
So, let's talk CPD. Now, it's the final 2 months of the 25-26 CPD year for New South Wales property agents. As of today, which is Monday, there are 57 days left to obtain your CPD. That includes weekends. So not a lot of time. You can only complete your CPD via interactive webinars or attending face-to-face classroom sessions, because New South Wales Fair Trading have determined that agents cannot complete their CPD via online self-paced learning anymore. So it's come to a class or participate in an interactive webinar. So your CPD requirement obviously varies depending on the type or the category of licence that you hold. Now, for those of you who hold a real estate licence, which is the majority of agents in New South Wales, your requirement is most likely 7 hours of CPD, which consists of 4 hour session with the mandatory topic set by Fair Trading, plus the 3 hour mandatory topic of residential tenancy reforms. Yes, that affects sales agents and property managers. So both functions need to do that topic. Now, if you focus on commercial property, business broking, on-site residential management, then you have slightly different requirements, a little bit less CPD time to be spent, but that's certainly detailed on our website, on the Fair Trading website. There's clarity there for you. There's also specific requirements for stock and station agents and for those who hold strata managing agents license. Now, if you hold more than one license, for example, a real estate license and a stock and station license, you need to ensure that you cover all of the nominated topics. So that's all of the ones for real estate. There's overlap, and there's actually only one extra one that you need to complete for stock and station license holders. Now, strata managers, listen up. Just last week, New South Wales Fair Trading announced that the additional topic for strata managing agents that was to be an online topic being offered by New South Wales TAFE is now to be a webinar session that will be facilitated by an external provider, who's a strata management solicitor. That's Amanda Farmer. If you hold a strata management license, you should have received an email from Fair Trading last week. And that would have been instructing you how to participate in one of these webinars. So the webinar, which is about commissions disclosures fiduciary duties, has been developed to help strata managing agents understand and meet their expected disclosure obligations and reporting requirements under the new strata laws, which actually started in February last year. So over 12 months ago now. So there are going to be 3 webinars offered externally, and as a strata license holder, you must attend one of these sessions prior to the 30th of June this year. Now, I'm a strata license holder, so I need to attend one of those, and I've already booked in. So the dates of these webinars are the 26th of May, 10th of June, 18th of June. That's all that's available, and you need to have it done, as I said, by the 30th of June this year, 57 days away. Now, also remember, if you're a Class 1 agent in any category, so whether it's a Class 1 real estate, stock and station or strata, you must complete the additional 5 hours of business forum training. Now, you may have completed this as a forum with Fair Trading, either face-to-face or through a webinar, or you could have completed it with us or another provider, as we've been approved by Fair Trading to conduct that training on their behalf. Now, this is a mandatory requirement just for Class 1 licence holders to have this completed again by the 30th of June this year, which is the end of the current CPD year. So if you are an assistant agent, you've got to remember, or you have assistant agents in your office, that an assistant agent needs to complete their 3 units of competency during the same CPD year towards their licence qualification. So that's really important. So summarise all of that. If you're a licensed agent, if you're a certificate of registration holder, make sure that you've done all of the requirements for your CPD training. If you're not sure you've done it or not sure what they are, flick us an email, drop us a line, pick up the phone, talk to us. We'll look at what license you actually have, your specific dates about when you got that, and we'll confirm exactly what you need to do so that you are compliant.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.